Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 120. So today we're going to be talking all about proper meal power. But before we get to that, the best bite I had, Brussels sprouts season here finally. I've been waiting for ages. So I got myself some Brussels sprouts from the markets and chopped them in half, roasted them super hot oven. Can't remember how long they took, like 20 minutes or something, until they're like crispy on the outside and like just cooked through in the middle. And then tossed them with some fish sauce and some sherry vinegar when they came out. So they kind of absorb that and get seasoned by it. But then I made this amazing sauce. So it was like sriracha and tahini. So it was kind of like it was like creamy but spicy and a little bit sweet. So it was like just equal tablespoon each of sriracha, the hot sauce, tahini, and water. So all those three mixed together. And I had it with a side to roast chicken. It was so, so good. I'm just like, oh, when can I make the sriracha and tahini sauce? Actually, and I'm keen to make it with peanut butter as well. So I digress. Plan for today is, first of all, I just want to share the story behind this episode, why I decided to do it. And then we're going to be talking about what are proper meals and why does this matter? Why am I so passionate about eating proper meals? After I've sold you on the idea of proper meals, I'm going to just share some tips on how to actually go about enjoying proper meals. So basically the story behind this episode is I was really fortunate. Like I grew up with a mother who wasn't trying to lose weight. She's never went on a diet. She was really stable, her weight, her whole life. Apart from like she did have a year where she was working in London and then she was traveling in Europe and Canada. And she did there's photos from that where she was a bit porkier, but you know, nowhere on the overweight scale. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for my mom teaching me was just like her example of her relationship with food. She would have cake, she would have treats, but she wouldn't overdo it. She loved dessert, she loved cream, like there's all these things that she loved, but she like ate proper meals. She allowed herself to eat all the things that she loved and she listened to her tummy, like she wouldn't overeat just to finish stuff that was on her plate. I kind of grew up with that. I didn't realize how special that was because so many of us are like our mothers grew up with diets and they passed that mindset on to us. But one of the reasons I think my mom didn't ever struggle with her weight was because she was always eating meals. Like she wasn't randomly snacking and she'd be like, good cooks don't lick their fingers. Like she would not be picking when she was cooking. Like I had a terrible habit of doing for many years. She would cook the food and then she would sit down and she would eat and then you know, maybe she would have dessert as well. Great. Cleaning up the kitchen, she wouldn't be picking and snacking and stuff. Like, I can't ever remember seeing her do that. And like when she used to bake, like she would never be like licking the bowl. She used to let us have the beaters and us lick the bowl, but she would never do that. There's something so powerful about this idea. And also the reason like why I wanted to do this episode recently is just, working with my clients, they're always blown away by actually how simple it is to change your relationship with food and how much they enjoy food more when they start doing this work and they start giving themselves the gift of having proper meals. So that's the story behind. So when I talk about proper meals, what do I mean? What's a proper meal? Basically, it's like just any meal where you're like actually sitting down and eating, not necessarily at a table, but like just sitting down and eating from a plate or a bowl. For me, like proper meals these days, they're mostly, protein and veggies, but a proper meal can be a bowl of pasta, but it's like how you're thinking about the meal. So what proper meals are not, I guess it's probably a better way to explain it to you, is proper meals are the opposite of random grazing. So proper meals are not like grabbing a handful of nuts here every time you walk past the pantry or putting your head in the fridge and picking out a couple of whatever you happen to find in the fridge and stuffing it in your mouth on the fly. Like proper meals are not like grabbing drive-through. Proper meals are eating at restaurants, You know what a proper meal is. We're on the same page with that. But why is it so important? So first of all, the number one reason for me to 100% swear by proper meals is because then you get more pleasure and more enjoyment of your food. It's because they're delicious. And because you enjoy your food so much more when you actually sit down and eat a meal, whereas when you're grabbing random bits here and there, yeah, sometimes they can taste okay, but you're probably, your mind's distracted, you're thinking about other things. Like, and so you don't really get to enjoy like what you're having, and you're just like, you know, it's little bits and pieces. Whereas when you have a proper meal, there's generally some care and attention that's gone into like creating the meal to begin with. So particularly if you're at a restaurant, you know, that's their bread and butter. That's their job. So some love's gone into it, and also like the quality of the ingredients, but also like think about like from a nutrition perspective, if you're having a meal, sitting down to a meal, you're probably going to have some vegetables with it. You're probably going to have some quality protein with it. You're not going to be, it's like not just, you know, grabbing crackers or biscuits or some processed stuff. It's also, it's like proper meals tend to be made with real like whole food ingredients rather than some processed stuff that comes out of a packet. Although, you know, nothing wrong with having some processed food in your proper meal, but just like serving it on a plate and sitting down with it is a very different experience to just eating on the fly. So you're going to enjoy it more. You're going to have more nutrition. And the other really key piece to this, you're way more likely to feel satisfied. Like your body's going to go, oh yeah, we've had some food. Turn off the hunger signals. Like we have like, I think there's three different hormones that govern or satiety and one that governs hunger. So like our bodies are finely tuned, but if we're like snacking all the time, it doesn't give it an opportunity. Whereas if you eat a proper meal, you get that nice feeling in your tummy, like that satisfied feeling. And also like then like your satiety and hunger hormones can do their jobs and reset to wherever they need to be. Cause your body's like, yep, we've got some food. We can work with this. Awesome. You go off and enjoy life and do other stuff. And we'll let you know when we're ready for more. So it just like helps with this satisfaction piece, and it stops you overeating. And such a big part of like being in a healthy weight and having a healthy relationship with food is just, it's like, you don't have to do anything extreme. You don't have to go keto or like carnivore or like completely cut out or like vegan. All you need to do is just like not overeat so much. And you don't even have to do this perfectly, but the more you enjoy proper meals, the less likely you are to overeat. And the more likely you are to be able to listen to your body and your body go, oh yeah, I feel satisfied. That feels good. And the other side benefit, like when we're snacking all the time and we're grazing throughout the day, there's two modes that we can be in. We're either in burning calorie mode or we're storing. There's either stop or go on the accelerator, you know, in our bodies. So whenever we're constantly eating and constantly topping up, means we're in storage mode. And so our body's like, oh, squirreling this away. But if you're always topping up and you're always in storage mode, then you're never getting an opportunity to actually burn the stuff that you stored before. So you've got like all these stores there that aren't getting accessed. Whereas when you eat a proper meal, and then you stop eating and you give yourself a break, then your body and can go to work to go, oh, okay, great. Food's in, we've processed that, we've stored it, we're good. Let's start burning the stuff that we stored from before. And it's like, this is how we're designed. We're not designed to be eating constantly. We're designed to eat and then have breaks. So by eating proper meals, we give our bodies the chance to do what they're meant to be doing and to actually burn all this fuel that we're eating. So many reasons to eat proper meals. But seriously, if I just stopped at number one, like that you're going to get more pleasure from your food, that is reason enough. Like seriously, now that I've sold you on the idea of proper meals, like how do we go about enjoying proper meals? And really it just comes down to making a decision that this is me, this is what I'm going to do, and deciding to make it a priority that I'm worth it. It's worth me setting up my life, whether that's me going to restaurants, whether that's me cooking for myself, whether that's me getting like a pre-prepared meal from somewhere, it's me defrosting something. It doesn't matter where the food's coming from, but it comes down to you making it a decision. So you don't have to be an amazing cook to enjoy proper meals. There's so many options out there. And just, it's like you making that decision, you deciding to prioritize yourself because you are worth it and because it's actually going to benefit you in the long run and you in the short term run as well, because you're going to get more pleasure from your food. And the other thing I think that can be really helpful with this is just learning how to keep cooking simple, how to keep meal prep simple is really puts the icing on top of the cake. And because the easier something is to do, the more likely you are to do it. Even when you've had a long day and you're really tired, if you know that you can pull something together quickly, then you're going to do that. Whereas if it's like, oh, it feels like this big production to get dinner on the table, you're more likely to just snack and grab random, be having like cheese and crackers or chips for dinner, which one of my clients said she did recently. So yeah, like deciding to prioritize it and then making it as simple as possible. And of course, if you want some help learning how to cook and to make amazing food that isn't, that like, and how to learn to cook without recipes, then I've got my Joyful Cooking program, which is actually closed at the moment, but I'd run that once a year. So keep an eye out for that. But the other option is I have another program called Simple Meal Plans, where each week I send you meal plans, 6 ingredients or less. They are super simple. It doesn't get any easier than that. And so if you want to learn how to like get proper meals on the table in a really simple, easy way that's still super delicious, then I invite you to join Simple Meal Plans. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Yeah, so that's it. So I hope I've inspired you. And I just, what I really, really encourage you to take away from this episode is if you feel like, yeah, I have been grazing a lot, it hasn't been feeling that great, do an experiment like this week or maybe just tomorrow. Like just decide, okay, tomorrow's going to be proper meal day. I'm just going to do an experiment and see how it feels. And I guarantee you, you'll enjoy your food so much more. You'll feel good in your body and you won't want to go back. So if you want some help, like simplifying and being able to change your relationship with food, actually following a process so that you're not just trying to figure this all out on yourself. Like I've got a simple, doable, proven process that I've been running for a few years now. Then I invite you to join my Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month coaching group where I walk you through exactly how to change your relationship with food, exactly the habits and to set up and to just make all this eating stuff where you're enjoying food, you're feeling in balance, and you get to feel good in your clothes all in one. And it's really fun and there's a beautiful community. So I would love to welcome you in. So check out the link in the show notes for that. I would love to welcome you into the Naturally Healthy Club. And actually, before we go, I just wanted to share from one of my graduates from the Naturally Healthy Club. She wrote, "Going really well. Life has got busy lately and I feel the habits are being maintained." So I love that she's like, things are busy, but I'm still taking care of myself. I've still got these good habits. And then she said, "I'm aware of a few habits that I need to introduce and I'm sure they'll come with time." She said, "I've discovered over the past 18 months that change has to grow from the internal world, so our thoughts and our feelings, and cannot be forced." So she said, "My weight dropped 5 kilos and has stayed off. I can now leave food and throw it out without guilt. I practice abundance and not scarcity attitudes," which is a whole another episode on joyful eating. "I can listen to my tummy," so such an important skill. "I can slow down my eating. Thank you for all your words of wisdom, particularly in the belief that change is possible." So if you're not happy with your relationship with food and your body, then change is possible for you. Start by experimenting with proper meals, then come and join me in the Naturally Healthy Club. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, "Wow, what am I doing for dinner?" It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.